project concepts identified fairly early. So are we thinking somewhat in terms of some sort of a public meeting in September to gather the information that Dan was suggesting we might be able to get?
We're still evaluating schedule. In fact, we had a meeting with Sarah and Julie on that topic just earlier this week. The next meeting of this task force, I think, was scheduled for the day after Labor Day. We sort of huddled as a consultant team, and we're still going to be collecting information through August into early September, so we won't have much new to present to you on the day after Labor Day. Our suggestion was to perhaps skip the September meeting, and the October meeting, I'm going from memory, I think is October 10th.
Right.
And so that we would revisit this group on October 10th. Bob is planning on coming in to Milwaukee in September to begin to do some of his groundwork, meet with staff and stakeholders and so forth. And perhaps we could schedule some sort of a public input meeting at that time, or it could happen right after the, or sort of coinciding with the October 10th task force meeting as well. There's a couple different options there, and we're trying to evaluate how much information he will have collected to make the public input worthwhile. So I don't know that I have an answer for you today, but I guess we're, based on the progress we think we're going to make over the next month or so, don't see much value in a September meeting unless this task force feels strongly that they would like to hear back from us.
Don?
I guess I'm a little bit confused.
I'm confused. So there is going to be information gathering in between now and our next meeting?
That's right.
How do you determine who to gather information from, and how will that be done?
Okay. And I'm going to let Bob answer some of that question. I'll start with the first round of information is really about your existing operations and what you do today. We call that current state. So we just want to really understand what the current state is. You've put a lot of work into developing a very sort of robust program here, and there's a set of financials that sort of follow that programming. And so we want to understand all of that. Where does revenue come from? You know, are there shortages? Are there surpluses? And how does all of that work? And so that's sort of one round. And then we begin to talk to current partners and future partners. And that's where I'm going to turn it over to Bob. If you want to speak to that subject, Bob.
Yeah, and just one more quick point on that current state point that you made, well made, Jim, is initially we also want to try to figure out what is the capacity just within the current organization and the facility to do more things. In other words, there's stuff going on, and there's space there, but just from a capacity perspective, could more happen within the current state? So just that's a thought about that. And then in terms of thinking about the future, what we'll try to organize and try to communicate with, you know, the county and with you all about is, well, let's try to organize, you know, the ways that change can be made. I think we all think that, you know, change, right? So, and try to organize it. So what are the ways that physically could change? What are the ways that it could expand outward, outside of the, you know, the boundaries of the domes or inside the domes? You know, someone mentioned the greenhouses. We talked about how does it relate to the park. So there's this kind of physical side of things. You know, what are the opportunities, you know, physically to move forward, and then programmatically. And then there was the question, the good point that was made earlier about partnerships, Boehner and many other, you know, potential partner organizations. So I think we're trying to categorize things, and then we as a team are trying to look at what are the opportunities that we're looking at the situation. We may have some ideas about opportunities, you know, because we have a fresh set of eyes, but or what are other similar facilities doing elsewhere that would go above and beyond what you're doing or change, whatever. So we'll try to categorize and organize that information so that then, you know, going back to that little talk they had about, you know, how to interact with people to get their input on things, is try to set that process up for success. I categorize and change by, here's some physical opportunities, here's some programmatic opportunities, and try to get people to be in categories and say, well, what other sorts of meetings could we be held here, or what sort of social event? You know what I mean? Just try to organize. One of the things that one of our jobs is try to organize things, make it so that it's an easier process to engage for you all and for public at large and other stakeholders and partners. So that would really be just generically we try to get at this. And again, since we're on K1, I don't want to say definitively what the best thing on the exact process will be, because each public process is on itself to a degree. You know, so we want to make sure that it's a good look for you all and your community to engage on this project.
Bob, one additional point. Bob, one additional point, perhaps you could speak to, and we're running out of time, so we'll have to keep it brief. You had mentioned as we talked that you would create a list of information that you would like to collect, and some of that may already be in files around here or at the county, other reports and things, right? And so perhaps putting that list out might give us all a chance to sort of think about where those reside today, how we might begin to collect some of those. We also talked about the fact that there's a countywide park system master plan ongoing, and so to be able to understand how this study syncs up with that and what work has been done there that might be useful to us, I think would go to the point that you made earlier. So, Bob, maybe you could just speak to that list briefly, and then we'll close the meeting here.
Yeah, okay, yeah, great, and thank you for so, we generally start our work, and that means in like a couple of work days, is start putting together our list of our data requests, and some of it's pretty straightforward. Talk to us, you know, tell us what the attendance has been over the years, tell us about your seasonality of attendance, tell us about your dates, all those sorts of things. Give it, talk to us about financials and all of that. And then some of them would be questions, i.e., and start everybody to think about what might be ways to connect to other nature-based facilities in the area. You know, again, in this instance, not only would we be asking factual stuff like this, as and/or to get hold of the public parks master plan and, you know, have us implement that, but then, you know, it may well be appropriate for us to craft a few questions that start to either get you all thinking or even to start to jot down some ideas. And already tonight we had some good thoughts given, and maybe getting them in writing too would be a good way to start as well. Again, with the task force or other park, Julie, some of the other people at the park that may have some ideas because they can sense they're part of the stakeholders, the local knowledge folks, and then widen that out to, you know, more and more participation moving forward.
We have already obtained a great number of reports of the attendance and figures and the financial figures and some of the history of the attendance and you know, a lot of that documentation is already available to be fairly quickly reviewed, and I'm sure you will identify gaps in that information that needs follow-up. So I think that that baseline gathering shouldn't be too difficult. I get the sense that we're at a point where we're canceling the proposed September meeting, but going ahead with the meeting schedule that we circulated to the task force before this meeting. Is that pretty much
your
understanding?
Yes.
So we'll go forward on that basis. I think we'll wait to hear from the consultants about a particular process for input beyond the task force to the project concepts and ideas. That may end up being arranged between now and before our October meeting. But I think they need to get a lay of the land here in terms of that matter. Mr. Dargle?
Okay. With that said, is there a possibility of getting what agendas and deliverables that we may be able to see in every monthly meeting? And I know there's going to be some other meetings outside of our regular meetings, but if the task force could know what we're, you know, the end game here, what the deliverables will be on those monthly meetings and an agenda would be very helpful. Is that possible? Because by December, we've got to have final phase one done. So how do we get there, and what are those things that we need to have input?
That's an excellent point, and I'll just try to speak as loudly as I can for a moment.
We'll wrap out those agendas, at least with the major topics,
okay.
And then as we focus on them, we'll embellish those a little bit with a little bit more detail, but at least you'll be able to see the major topics that we'd like to bring back to the task force for each one of those meetings. And we can kind of pace ourselves in terms of decision making.
And
with that also said, is that there will be some periodic updates that we'd like to give to our Parks Committee, the board, as well along the way, and that's another public process that we'd like to be able to incorporate in our process.
I believe that matter is addressed in the RFP in the response. I hope we, and again, the particulars of which cycle and which to do, where I think we'll have to get the team to have a better sense of how things are going. I would like also now to open this meeting to public comment. I have only cards from two people who asked to speak. If you would also like to speak, there's a blue card on the table there, and you can pass them up to me somehow while I call the first person. The first person is Tammy Rivera. Tammy, are you? Yes.
My name is Tammy DiVetta. I'm the Executive Director of Southside Organizing Committee. I have not had the pleasure of coming to the committee because I had a staffer coming earlier to the task force meetings. I don't have enough time to articulate my concerns or my offers of partnership, but I do want to record that SOC in particular is very concerned that we address under your social impacts category the issue of equity, social justice, and resident voice. And so far I'm feeling we're lacking there, and I think in part because I just came from the Harvard District Advisory Group session that I was at, I think in part because we lack an understanding in development efforts of what those things are and how we can incorporate them into all of our efforts to improve community. And so, if I could just say, can I have some space and time at a later time or in a different format to submit some things about those issues. The other point that I would like to make is before I held this position, I was a chief operating officer at the Girl Scouts of Milwaukee. And it took us a little bit, but we found an economic model, financial model, to have over 300 acres of land produce revenues at a time in the nation when other Girl Scout camps weren't making that happen. It wasn't easy, but surely we have the will and the ability to come up with a model that works for all segments of our community, those who have money and those who are medium income and those who are low income. I was just reflecting, I was here yesterday for the ultraviolet flower show, but it hit me, I'm 51 and I've never been to a wedding here, which tells me that my peer group doesn't see this or can't access this. And then last year was 51, so last year was my 50th birthday, and I wanted to have my birthday in the greenhouse, especially because of all the drama with the domes. And I couldn't afford that. And so I'm an executive in a nonprofit arena. We don't make tons of money, but I should have been able to. And how integrated the domes are with the park. And the last thing for residents that are here, I don't want to take any more space, even though I live on the Boulevard Town Block, is in the 53204 zip code, we have 1.8 acres of land per 1,000 residents. Very low. The city average is 8.8. So this park is critical to residents, and this is our only feature, the domes. And just to give us a little hope so that Tammy's not always like the naysayer and the janitor, organizer of the room, and I know there are other is that we live in a very nostalgic community and an immigrant community, and those are two markers that should help drive the engine for what could make this a thriving domes. And so SOC would like to partner on those things. And then just the last piece that I want to say to give you a teaser about equity issues, we're on the edge of the Menominee Valley, and it should be a reminder to us as we move forward in development that we should right some of the wrongs that we've done in history, in particular with the Native First Peoples. And anytime we have development, it should be an opportunity to take a look at how we can incorporate partnerships and do future right, because we get into history right with those populations, and there should be ways to integrate that. Thank you. So if somebody could get back to me on how I can give the details of these couple of points.
I think we know where to find you. Thank you for your comments. John Lunds.
Tough act to follow. My name is John Lunds. I'm a resident of Glendale. I'm speaking for myself tonight. I just wanted to ask you all to keep a real open mind about the future of the domes as you're carrying forth your studies. And one thing that comes to my mind is within the last, sometime during this year, at one of the Parks, Energy, and Environment Committee meetings, one of the supervisors on that committee made a statement that just really stuck with me. He is not particularly known as a preservationist, but he came out and said that in a former residence where community that he lived in, that several historical buildings were torn down, and he said it was really a shame because what they put up was just nowhere near as nice as what was there. And then he just said, once it's gone, it's gone. So, you know, please keep an open mind about everything as far as usage goes. You know, if at all possible, just try to look at preservation first. Chairman Lynch mentioned that early on in his studies about what can be done. Certainly, it's feasible, or you should really consider what is feasible for the existing structure and what's beyond the scope of what we already have. Thank you.
Lillian
saying cheese wins, that's totally correct. So I actually wrote my thoughts on the back because I wasn't sure of my notes, so if I forget anything. I'd support the historical nature of these domes because they just look really cool from driving by, and they're such a landmark. When my cousin came to visit from Maryland, like, this was one of the places I took her to, you know, show her some of the sites of Milwaukee, and it would be a shame if after I showed her this and told her it was amazing and historical, and she was telling me about, she'd heard about it in Japan, like, from people in Japan, and then we tore it down. Except for this room, I would advocate that we renovate, like, this part of the dome, because I just think it's frumpy. The comments I'd actually put down on there is to point out that I think the domes are losing out on a lot of revenue opportunities by not being open in the evenings nearly as much as they could and maybe should be. I got a membership to the domes a couple years ago for the first time, and I had no idea that there were lights in the tropical dome until I happened to come for one of the Music Under Glass evenings. And it was amazing. And also, this place was packed. Like, it wasn't the music. It's not like the music that gets booked for the Music Under Glass is that phenomenal. Like, it's not actually that big of a draw, at least for me. I mean, but this room was full. There, tons of people were buying, like, food and drink. That place was packed. And the Tropical Dome was packed where, like, we couldn't find places to sit and eat our hot dogs and, like, drink our beers. And so I think more of those events, especially in winter, because that's what the domes provide that none of our other parks provides, is a warm place to go and enjoy nature in winter. And that was really important to me, especially on that night that I came here, and it was really cold outside, and I got to sit in the Tropical Dome and enjoy the heat, enjoy the humidity. So I had some other suggestions on there, please look at preservation of this space first, and maybe expanding more greenhouses to give more variety. Anyways.
Lori Ginch. Also came from the Hubbard District annual meeting, and I would echo the concerns about their need for information and input into this process, the needs for them to provide feedback as well. I would emphasize and sincerely request that you all compare the engineering reports, those that were submitted through the county and through the National Trust. I think that's very imperative that is looked at very, very specifically. And very quickly, in conclusion, is I think that we have to understand the importance of this facility and the fact that this mid-century modern facility is one of a kind. And it's extremely critical that we look at this objectively and appreciate your time to be taken to do that.
I believe that's the submissions of people who asked to speak. We also have a comment card from Jill Tesh. The domes are a treasure and provide a very valuable opportunity to learn about ecosystems firsthand.
Are there anybody
else from the public that would wish to be heard? Julie Vaston,
yes.
From the county.
I just want to remind the task force members that, you know, if they're worried, it sounds like there may be some worry that before they get to their October meeting that some of your ideas or things that maybe your constituents or professionals or business partners may have suggested to you over the years. I know in 3 years I've gotten a lot of suggestions from people, and some of them are really good. If you want to take some of those suggestions or write them in an email or send them, you know, you can send them to Sarah. We can compile them and get them to to the consultant. And in there, with your suggestions, you can also talk about what your concerns are or ideas or even general ideas if you don't have a specific opportunity that you're looking at. But that would at least give you an outlet. If you've been hearing good ideas, we're always open to hearing them. Okay?
Thank you. Is there anything more to come before this body?
Yeah, I just want to say that as HGA does their homework, whatever, that they just use a cognizant of the varying demographics of the city, and that whatever focus group or whatever means of discovery that you guys do, that there's a diversity in the outreach, that you know, Bob is providing a fresh look at a lot of the different reports and opportunities and making this a happening hot place, like he mentioned on the conference call to us, but that also there's an opportunity to maybe touch some of the different heritage and cultures that Milwaukee have that may not be currently present at the Domes. I know the population of Milwaukee right now is minority-majority, and you know there is probably some other opportunities to get the locals to come back there. You know, I know we said right now that a lot of the people that are coming are not from the city. Well, maybe you know, in that homework research that you guys do, tap some of those different diversity groups that aren't being touched. Now, when I say that, I mean you know, not just from a race perspective, but age, all that stuff like that. That you know, make this a place that's open to a lot of different things. So, just wanted to point that out.
One quick response. If you have names of a few organizations that you think would help us with that,
sure.
Send those along to Sarah and Julie, and
yep.
We'll make sure we reach out.
Is there anything more to come before this body? Are we ready to adjourn? This meeting is adjourned. Thank you for coming.